Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. Very much welcome to today's show. I'm looking forward to spending this hour with you. And I want to ask you to go and visit our website, www.appliedmysticism.com. The reason is that we are starting a wonderful three-month that is like a college course. It's a three-month course of material, over 1,000 handwritten pages that you will be studying in very manageable proportions, discussing it in a virtual student lounge with your other participants, and also receiving audio lectures to further explain it. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you get a package of information. Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I discuss the information with you. There will also be conference calls, and there will also be some video presentations. So we would love for you to take a look at it. We know that it is something you will find very interesting. Certainly, nowhere else on earth this information is available, because it was given to us from the God Kingdom. It's the Institute of Applied Mysticism, run by our wonderful brother, Tim Holt, who is the dean, and he has a phenomenal board that is supporting him. And then, my brothers and sisters, the course name is The Science of Immortality and Incorruptibility. We will also be starting some other courses down the road. Please be aware that there will be a three-month course on changing your life through the use of alchemy to a much higher level of existence. And that will be up and coming. And then we will also have out of Singapore, and that's from the Academy of Alchemy, and out of Singapore we will have the wonderful Institute of the Study of Human Potential. And that will start the 1st of November. And at that point, it will be studying the secrets of man. And number one, it will be dealing with the secrets from the libraries, the secret hidden libraries that have held the sacred information of humankind. And the second month will deal with the secret history of man. And it's 144 root races and their origins. It will amaze you. And then the third month of that particular course, which will be January of next year, if it starts in November, because each of these are three-month courses, will be speaking about the interaction of man with star beings. And it will be giving you much information regarding the developmental stages of the crop glyphs, because they're far beyond just crop circles at this point. But the crop glyphs, and we will interpret the language of these crop glyphs and also explain how they have influenced, as star beings interacting with humankind, the history on this planet. This will also include the information of how humankind's memory has been wiped clean and replaced with other memories. So those are some up and coming events. The other thing that we have currently available for you that you might find of interest is that we have got The Thought That Fractured the Infinite available as a very beautiful audiobook, if I say so myself. I know I'm the one doing the speaking, but I'm referring specifically to the beautiful music that's in the background and the wonderful mastering that's been done by our sound engineer, Paul Downs. And we've got that available to you right now. The other thing that is available right now is the creation of a personal mandala, by our Oracle Ifa. And for those of you that have been studying with me, you've seen the powerful and phenomenal work that comes through Ifa. And your power mandala is yours for life. It changes as you change because of specific principles that is involved in its creation, which I have written about, and I'm sure Hong An has placed on our storefronts where these things are available. In addition to that, there is the creation of a personal sound elixir that works with these black levels of light, which is subliminal frequencies designed to cancel out the illusion of your life. So it goes with you as a personal elixir through your life. Whatever is in front of you in the form of illusion is cancelled out by these elixirs. So the personal elixirs for a while is available at $95, my brothers and sisters. It's basically our introductory price. Because of the hours of work involved in them, we cannot keep that price. It is just an introduction. So if you're interested in it, it's available on our storefront. And so you can take a little peek at that. And there is a sample one that was created for somebody up in Ottawa, in Quebec, that you can listen to, that she's given permission for. But these are created one-off, only for you. And we tune into exactly, you know, the beautiful song of your heart, and it's meant to supplement that song. So let's go now to some of your questions, and we'll deal with the question from Alan. He says, Almin has said that there will be no huge economic collapse. Yet I have heard from quite a few people, both those with inroads to our current USA administration and by other respected spiritual organizations, that the collapse of the USA economic system will be announced sometime in the autumn. Actually, I heard about this around 1 year ago, but I see momentum growing to support this possibility, and this will supposedly ripple throughout the world in waves of chaos. So, my brother, this is a very good topic, and I'm very pleased that you have brought this up. I know that I stand there waving my flag as a voice in the desert, and that what I am saying is completely contrary to what anybody else out there really is saying about the future of the economy in the United States and globally. But I will reiterate for you, and I will tell you why I am saying what I'm saying. Things will shift and things will wobble. Part of this is because the infinite has declared, and by declared, I mean that it is written into the laws of existence, that there will not be great chaos on earth, but that things are supposed to be placed back to their proper perspective. In other words, that which has been given overinflated value is being adjusted down. So, can we expect certain institutions, therefore, to come down to their knees? Yes, we can. Something that is overinflated, as an example, is the way that Americans have been encouraged to create debt for themselves. The average American, if you compare this to, say, the Japanese has, as an average, a certain amount of savings. The American families. Now, this is average, and this does not include school loans and house mortgages. Their credit card debt, and it also doesn't include payments on cars if it was not done on a credit card. Their credit card debt is currently 72 years to pay off. Now, that assumes that they don't make more credit card debt. So let's say the washing machine breaks. Now what? If you don't have savings and you don't have enough money each month to deal with eventualities like that, you're going to have to put it on your credit card. It's 72 years if they don't make more debt at their current salaries. This is based on research that was done. you can see that this has got to come to an end. So, Alan, there will be things that won't feel very convenient. And part of it is the way that money is being spent that should be kept in trust for funds, like Social Security. People pay Social Security all of their life. It is spent willy-nilly on other things, and then it's time to draw Social Security, and lo and behold, Social Security has gone bankrupt. These things that have been inequitable and unjust and overinflated will have to be adjusted down into systems that work. So things will wobble. The infinite has said there is not to be a global depression. The global depression is of a kind that is so chaotic that people are looking for a stray pet to eat. That is a serious form of chaos. I understand that we are coping with recession and everything else. It is a wake-up call to people to live within their means, to adjust their lifestyles down to what is a realistic level. The wealth and abundance has nothing to do with what we're earning. I remember when I did telephone counseling, receiving a telephone call from a lady in New York, and she was a lawyer, and she called me because she had real problems with abundance. So I'm saying, look, perhaps it is a management issue. Please share with me how much you earn a year. She earns $1 million a year. Abundance means that you spend less than what you get, whether you are earning $2,000 a month or $1 million a year. This is a year for myself that, you know, I've been not able to draw salaries from spiritual journeys for a couple of years now, and I've been living on interest that went down and down on my savings because of the economy, and I found that living on less, I just had just as much. It was the slightest little attitude adjustment. I didn't buy new clothes this year, or in fact last year. I'm wearing the clothes of the year before, but they fit me fine, and they're just as serviceable as anything else. The way that I used to have holidays with my little girl is that she and I used to do a cruise on the West Coast here once a year, and if we could afford it twice a year, it's only $1,000 per person, and it's actually sometimes less than being on the road. We haven't had cruises, but you know, we've had marvelous times, and we go out in nature, and we get a little tent if we need to, but it's a different way of life that is just as abundant and just as happy. So this is a wake-up call for people. Now, Alan, to go to the other things. My sweetheart, how abundantly we are living with ourselves, especially those of us who are the major light workers on Earth. If we are abundant with ourselves, with rest, with time, with listening to our heart, with doing things that please us. If you have a desire to go and buy something, see what you can afford. Enjoy the experience. Living an abundant life within our means is in fact the key to stabilizing the economy. So instead of asking, you know, which I'm very glad you asked this question, okay, so please make no mistake if these things needed to be said, but instead of our asking, what is the way that things are going to happen to us? The way we say is, I dedicate my abundant living of this day by proxy to the global economy. And then you live your day gloriously and abundantly. You take time to see what goes into your body as food, to make sure that it is highly pleasing to you. We don't just stuff ourselves full of food on a rush, on the run, business lunches, our stomach is in a knot. This is sparse living. And if we live abundantly every morning, stating to the cosmos that by proxy, the abundance of our daily life is dedicated to the global economy, because what is out there is a reflection of what is within us. If we don't take time for deep, meaningful living, can you imagine if the dawn just came once a year? We would be lining up on the mountaintops with our cars, waiting to see such glory. It's there every day, so we take it for granted. Often the miracle of another person in our environment, such as our child or our spouse, might be the same situation. We don't take time to know them, to really listen behind their words. So the issue of the abundance is, how abundantly are we going to live to create an abundant and stable economy, rather than what is going to happen with the economy? We think that because we are one person that we can't affect something like a human government. I'm telling you, my brother, they are not the government. The major light workers are. In the applied mysticism course that's being taught, the science of immortality and incorruptibility, the principles of the sacred government of the masters on earth that is done from your front room's couch, if you want to, is explained how we can govern the earth. We are fulfilling the Book of Revelation's prophecy about a new heaven and a new earth. If you read my book, The Ring of Truth, and it's the book by Almin, of course, because there's a few by that title, but if you read it, it explains in there exactly how the Book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. I also discuss this on some of our YouTube broadcasts. But the part that we are to fulfill is, the saints shall govern the earth. The word saint literally comes from the ancient star languages of Sa'ant. And Sa'an, as in San Francisco or San Bernardino or whatever, Sun means the serpents of heaven, which are what used to be the name that they called the awareness spirals that used to spiral through existence. And in The Ring of Truth, I explained what happened to these spirals, because it's different subsequently. But the point of the matter is, they were the ones who cooperate with the song of the one life that moves through us. This is who you are. And so, my brothers and sisters, it is the saints that must govern the earth, not the physical governments. They will think they're making the laws, but whatever they are doing will be according to the perfection that we bring to the government that is the sacred government, done out of the purity of our hearts through self-government. How to do this is part of the course, the science of immortality and incorruptibility, that starts on August the 1st. If you're a few days late in starting the course, don't worry about it. Contact the Dean of AppliedMysticism.com right away, and he'll get you started as soon as you hear about it. So now let's take a look at something else that you're speaking of here. See, if we are the microcosm on earth, you know, I'm 5 minutes late with my commercial break. Let me tackle this one right afterwards, but I want to explain to you the macrocosmic picture of why there will not be an economic collapse. And this is an important topic, Alan, so we'll spend some time on it. I don't want to just rush it before a commercial. Let's take our commercial break, and I'll be right back.
Almin continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From his background in the intangible functions of being, Al-Mean is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Al-Mean, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al-Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
So, my brothers and sisters, humankind and the earth have always been the cradle of civilization of cosmic life. We have begun to understand that, in fact, all kingdoms came from us. And the reason that they are more and more etheric is because the infinite light shines through the physical lens, creating a movie image on a screen, which becomes the next lens, and so on. And so the other beings have become, as generations of light further, more and more etheric. Density of our being does not mean it's less consciousness. Man is the microcosm. Now, the reason things have wobbled back and forth on Earth is a few have gotten rich at the expense of the many. Housing have been provided only, you know, when there's high interest rates. And as if housing is not a right for humankind to have. Humanity needs a habitat. You know, we're doing a great deal of proselyting that, you know, preserve this habitat, that preserve that habitat, and of course we should. But humans also need a habitat. Yet we have to pay and pay and pay and pay, and finally people die. And so the point of the matter is that it is time for equity to come back. Now, it will not come back on Earth, which means that we will have to have collapses and things like that, unless it comes back cosmically. It has been coming back cosmically. And the cosmos, almost weekly, has had the restoration of things that have been taken from one place to another. Let me give you an example of that. An example, and incidentally, I will just tell you that yesterday morning, a huge restitution was made to our cosmos from a drainage that has come from the past. And any time something like this is balanced, it actually creates within the cosmos the counterpart to humanity's resources stability. Because if there's more resources given to the cosmic life forms and it's restituted and it becomes more stable, so will it be in our financial institutions. It's just a fake front for the resources of man. So let's continue with this. An example of this would be, because humanity is the pivot point of life, it is the place, because of its density, where all true new knowledge is gained. It is the place that has the most activity. It is the place that has had the most contrast, the most opposites, and the total macrocosm's representation on one planet. There's no other planet like that. None. because this is the center point. Now, it has created a huge amount of attention of cosmic life, the way somebody would sit all day, forfeit their own life to watch the soap operas on the television. We've been the soap opera of the cosmos. When you live vicariously through another's life, and this is important for parents to remember about their children, when you live vicariously through another's life, you actually end up draining their energy. So it has been drained from humankind. When you drain energy and resources, it lowers consciousness. This has been restored to humankind, but restored in a way that takes into consideration that change happened linearly up to a certain point, and after that, change became exponential. The way change takes place has just recently had another change, a whole different way of change at this point. It is the place of changeless change. First came linear change, which had three steps in it, transformation, transmutation, transfiguration. Then came exponential change, everything at once just broadcasting out from a point. Then came changeless change, where you stay in the silence of your being and around you, illusion effortlessly dissolves because you have stepped off the treadmill of linear time. So, taking that into consideration, restitution was made for humanity. A huge raise in consciousness occurred. It's hard, unless we feel it with our heart, to see these things because of the fact that we have media feeding us only bad news. Secondly, we have no frame of reference to see how large the jump was because everything jumped. And thirdly, because we don't see all the things that did not happen. For example, I have here a question. Let me see where it is. It's about the, I don't know where it is now. It was one of the questions you folks sent me, but it is about the aerial dropping of chemicals, the chemtrails. They are still happening, Almin. My answer back on that one, because we've raised out of that reality, they still may have paper orders or computer orders that says, drop this on this city so many times a day or so many times a week. But my brothers and sisters, they had hoped by now to cause a massive, massive epidemic. The fungus that they use come out of the airplane tanks. It only grows above 30,000 feet, is my understanding, in the gasoline of the tanks. Now, excuse me, who on earth has any immune system readiness to cope with the fungus that grows in gasoline 30,000 feet up? So, you know, they thought we would all just huge, massive epidemics, like what happened to Native Americans when they encountered the common cold germs for the first time. It hasn't happened because we've raised out of those realities. They're still dropping it. There's no huge epidemics. It would have been very similar to tuberculosis. Huge epidemics of tuberculosis that makes control all the more needed and so on. The whole silly scenario is by the wayside. Ignore it. So they're dropping it. Do you see people around you with epidemics looking like tuberculosis? No. We're immune to it because it's an old reality. So, my brothers and sisters, it's just hard to see how these changes have happened unless one knows what has not happened. I have personally shared with my students on my daily diary that the infinite has stepped in twice with one of the very, very big times being President's Day of 2008. Towards September of 2008, there was again a stepping in by the infinite to prevent a global depression. Now, if that has been done before, it's going to be done again. The only way we can really see progress is by seeing what hasn't happened. and this hasn't happened. And same with all these bird flu and all these epidemics that they have tried to get us to buy into and get very, very ill about, it hasn't taken place. And they've spent all this trouble and money and everything trying to make us ill, and we have simply moved beyond it. This is a testimonial to how far we've come beyond these old gloom and doom prophecies, my brothers and sisters. World wars have several times been prevented. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The Way of the Toltec Nagual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available from Almin. Not only is this wisdom-packed book a guide for serious students of the Toltec Way, but also a font of knowledge for all truth seekers. Mapping out the revolutionary changes in Toltec mysticism, it presents the precepts of mastery sought out by all who travel the road of illumination and spiritual warriorship. Almin reveals publicly, for the first time, the ancient power symbols used by Toltec Nahuals to assist in obtaining freedom from illusion. This book also features information about the hidden planets used by the Toltecs and the astrology of Isis. The Way of the Toltec Nahual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available in paperback, or as an electronic download, or as an audiobook spoken by Almin. To receive your copy, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almin has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Almin at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters, and I wanted to go over Nancy from Arizona's question, and she says, I had a vision best described like the eye of God, which is the nebula. Then, as it came towards me, transformed into a three-dimensional star of David, like the Merkaba fields, but it had a huge black hole in the center. Can you ask what, if any, significance this has, and if it has something to do with the black light? Nancy, I can see here now. The next question, the aerial spraying, is from Donna from Vancouver. And she was asking about the aerial spraying that we mentioned earlier on. But let's go to Nancy's question. And Nancy, I would prefer to just ask the infinite directly, sweetheart, because I really don't know what it is that you're seeing, okay? So we'll just have to ask directly, and let's see what the answer is. Isha tasai, ishech nasu, ekiye, viach kahayash, savach kabahite, Hinechikia vakienest piakahukanai. Esechehiana echinahva serdekia ata. The template of existence, or the wheel of existence, which is like a model for how the cosmos has been, it also is the model for every individual's life, is a wheel with the rim. And my brothers and sisters, I believe that this has been posted on my blog. If you do a search for, if you go to almeendiary.com and do a search for the wheel of existence, and if you don't find it for some reason, go on our schooloftarcana.org a forum and ask, that's the forum where Hong An is the moderator, and ask where it is, and somebody will be able to supply you with it. But it is like a wheel, and it has a rim that's 24 layers actually. In the middle, it has another hub, another little wheel, and those that are in linear time, in their own personal wheel of individuation, the cosmos has its own wheel of individuation. Same thing. But linear time is the movement of the spokes, so to speak, in the middle of the wheel. The rim moves very, very slowly. And when one enters onto the rim, you're going into immortality. It takes thousands of years for aging to happen. But at that point, you need to either renew the body, or you need to get another body that you want to make yourself and move into. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can be done. But you need to be doing something. Immortality is not forever. And it is that, it is when you're on the rim that you become immortal. Many of the dark gods that are but shadows kept themselves alive by embedding themselves in the rim. This has been part and parcel of what has created a lot of the chaos amongst humankind on Earth. To get to incorruptibility, you have to actually go to the center of the wheel. There is something that actually does look like a Star of David. It's not exactly a Star of David, but there is a geometric shape in the middle of it. There's a wheel, and there's a wheel around the geometric shape. So, first of all, the Infinite is saying that I need to describe this wheel to you and tell you that what you're seeing is the center of the wheel of life, or the wheel of existence, of individuated life. So now let's just go beyond this. The huge black hole in the center. So let's continue with information coming from the Infinite so I can understand this. Ishehta inehivakayesh. Mihpa kanahiye. Explain the wheel of life as the sub-personalities of existence. The rim, okay, so the rim of the wheel would be the warrior, the inner warrior. It protects the boundaries. It also safeguards that there is nothing that is self-damaging within the organism, whether it is a cosmos or whether it is your own inner warrior. It safeguards the boundaries. It also holds the boundaries of the cosmos so that, you know, there's not chaotic spilling of life everywhere the way we know it. Now, the movement inside of the wheel, the spokes going round and round, which is linear time. And what that is the inner nurturer. Then the inner circle, the hub of the wheel that's around the geometric shape, is the inner elder. The inner wheel in the middle is, in fact, the inner child. So what we're dealing with when we're looking at this template of existence is the four directions represented by those four sub-personalities found in every organism. Now, having explained that, the infinite now will explain further. Shirtasai, mispar kanavashkitiana mausa, shisasai cherne, ikiahunah vasa, kiakai, enish aspava, kiokuchnama kuneche tetea nama unash, isiyehna saya, kuyes, kayabachiaka, sunah vava. This is indeed a force, I don't know how to say this. This is on one plane only. This is indeed on one plane only, incorporating a wheel representing the four directions. But there are seven directions. There is also an above and a below. The above and below goes right through the center of the wheel that you are describing. What is in the center of the wheel is the inner child. Therefore, the inner child holds a portal. Now, my brothers and sisters, just to interrupt this, but on Earth, our inner child is our divigrams, our fairies and our elves and so on. They are our inner child. In our family units, it's our babies and our children. Within each person, there is the inner child. The cosmos has an inner child as well. It is comprised of certain races. The infinite is saying that where the directions of the four directions, north, south, east, west, is dissecting the above and below is in the within, which is in the center of the wheel where the inner child resides. And incidentally, tribal communities had the same structure. They had the men around the outside as the warriors guarding the tribal life. They had the women then looking to the needs of those that are within, the elders and the children. They had the elders safeguard, teach, watch over the children. Every outer ring watched over the inner rings. During the cycles of the fall, what got distorted is that the warriors started to control the inner rings instead of just providing its support. So now, next thing. Chiachneseh ishkai vasa. There has been a burden of life dragged behind us as the past, and it has been seeping into every person's life and into the cosmos through the inner child, where the portal has been left open. Nikaichive Sava Kunesh Isitechiaka Anash. So every time a clearing has been done in the cosmos, for instance, the healing of polarity and duality, and we think that it is gone, it reappears because the inner child has let it in from the past and the future. Kineshka Ichiaka. Ene eveche tiahnasa. Yesterday, as you know, dates, has been the day upon which the door was closed and the future and the past completely dissolved. Tiashihnasa uchi'a anach kikaye echianach kasa. This is what the one who speaks was referring to when she said that yesterday morning certain debts were repaid. They have been draining the present, which is the horizontal wheel, through this opening, and it has had to have restitution made. So consciousness raised as of yesterday when the resources were restored to life as we know it. Yakunash, Sechikianamaskabai, Are you not asking why this door has been left open? Piakakunechi ahas, kete minakuyes. It is because of you still thinking of the past as real that the door within you is left open. Kikenechi ahmasah. Kia ana iye kanash. So this is what the vision was about. It was telling you to let go of the past, that the door may be closed and the past no longer influence the present. My brothers and sisters, let's just close this quarter off with a quick commercial break, and we'll be back for our final quarter.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Elvispada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almeen experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with the ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach, still fewer enter the stage of immortal master, and in addition, continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Almeen's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the Heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the Heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almeen's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
My brothers and sisters, welcome back. We have a few minutes left here of our show, about eight or so. And just quickly want to reiterate, Donna is asking from Vancouver, and we did talk about the aerial spraying and the chemtrails, but she's asking, is there a Belvaspata sigil to overcome the illnesses from these fungus, and how you can get it off material objects covered in it? Donna, we have moved beyond the range of it affecting us as a people. Otherwise, there would definitely be a Belvaspata sigil needed. We are not able to be affected by it. So again, view it as the antics of a silly child that's trying to get attention, but it won't work. And don't give it any power, my sweetheart, okay? Nice to hear from you, Donna. So we have got Alexandra from Nova Scotia in Canada saying, I am very curious about the recent status on the development of the holy cities around the world. Is it also still necessary for us to visualize it into the physical plane? Let me answer that in three steps, my darling. Alexandra, for a long while, I couldn't find them and I couldn't see them. And then recently again, we have begun to get information from their designs, the wheels that are comprising the floors that's laid out in these exquisite stones inside the Holy City is becoming part of the protocol of some of the very holy ceremonies that we are being given. And so very much so they are still there. For a long time there was silence about them. You know, I just do what is in front of me each day. I do what I'm instructed to do. For a long time, I went back and forth and back and forth between the cities, especially during 2008. And beyond, before that as well. I mean, it went all the way from 2005 through 2008. That was very active, seeing the cities going back and forth. Then for a long time, that just wasn't my work. And just, you know, silence about it. I couldn't feel their presence very strongly ever so often when I would check in. But I know that sometimes as life upgrades, they're upgrading. So I didn't give it much thought. And within the last week, the holy cities are again releasing information. So not only is it a wonderful idea, Alexandra, for you to continue to visualize them here on earth, because eventually they will fill the whole earth, but also to live as though they are already here. Our life should never see that which is coming as better than what it currently is. We should envision it growing any way we want it to be, but we should live as though it is already here. Otherwise, we keep futures in place. And this is very good that this has come up, especially right after answering Nancy's question. Because it's fine to envision them as though they are already here now. But if they are already here now, how would we be living? Because, see, I really got at some point, my heart was really yearning for these cities, and I realized that my life and my work started to have an agenda, and that I was going to make of my own space a holy space. Like, you know, I dearly love my brothers, but I have had to move my office out of my house. And so we've rented the house next door, and my wonderful light family, James and Rogier and Paul, are in the house next door because the office equipment is there and so on. I'm not used to equipment because I live a relatively technical-free life. You know, we had all these studios and video equipment and highly technical equipment all throughout my house. And I realized it was affecting my standard of living. And so now I have my house back. And I've gone through, I've gotten myself nice new sheets because I gave the fellows my sheets, right? But I want to live heaven on earth here and now. Even if you're in a tiny little apartment and you're sharing it with roommates, then make your closet your holy space. Somewhere there's a holy space that we can live heaven on earth right now. So that's a wonderful idea, to envision them as though they are here now, and to live them as though they're here now would be then my contribution. My sister Christina from Toronto says, I feel no movement of manifestation since Tampa, though some things did end abruptly. Even though I know much is unfolding all the time, I don't feel much of anything. I have applied several principles and the incorruptible magic, but everything feels stagnant or still, yet the day-to-day things still exist and I feel apart from it. Is my vision obscured or is there a bigger picture here? If you can just imagine for one second, Christina, that what we're dealing with is something so incredibly different, and great transition was made in Florida. during our 3-day event. It was a wonderful part. Brother Tim held it right on the water, and we could see the, you know, lunches we could spend sitting right on the water's edge, and it was very beautiful to go there and find summer in the middle of our spring. And so many things changed during that week, during those 3 days. It was a 3-day class. If you can just imagine that there is effortless change. We are used to moving things. If you can just imagine that emotion has yielded to something far greater that we as yet cannot quite interpret, tonality. And in fact, to be exact, I've had to coin words for this. Luminous tonality is what has taken the place of light and frequency. Frequency is a very distinct feeling. It's an emotion, and it's strong. And light is, yes, it's those insights that come. Now I've grown, I've learned something. It's like a rush that goes on inside. But light and frequency never were meant to be two different things. When black light and white light combined into one, black light and white frequency, and for those of you that didn't share last week's show with us, I highly recommend that you listen to that about this issue of black and white light, if you wish. And when they combined as one, the next step, Christina, was to combine light and sound. For the first time ever, light and frequency became the combined substance of creation. It is luminous tonality. There are 24 additional tones that are needed for us to become incorruptible. And some of them are currently being posted onto the blog and will be during the week to come. Please take a look and start to incorporate them into our lives. But it's a whole new way of walking, my sister. You have already left your human condition, my sister, and you are at the place where you will feel this the most, the stillness. But life around us hasn't quite raised yet to meet where we have gone to in becoming one with the one life, in effortlessly seeing life change around us. And so it feels foreign to us because of the raise that has happened. It feels foreign to us to be not experiencing things that are measurably consciousness promoting, like the flow of emotion, the accessing of insights. We already know all these things. If we know all these things, there is nothing to access. It's a moment by moment living, yet it's beyond that. Because even the moment, which belongs, in fact, to the incorruptibility, there is the timelessness beyond it. My recommendation is that you take a lot of silent times and that you allow yourself to experience eternal time. And Tina from Iowa has asked, she says, living forever, what changes when we become incorruptible beings? Tina, what I have just explained, my darling, is exactly what we're dealing with. And by the way, I look forward very much to see you in Ohio in a couple of weeks' time. But Tina, it's a whole new way of walking. Nobody in the cosmos has ever experienced this before. And so we don't really know what differences are going to come. The highest insights each day that I get, I certainly will share. But it's like this feeling strange at first, like, my gosh, am I even really here? Because we're used to identifying, even with ourselves, as a cosmic being. When we become the one life, we are even more than the cosmos. I have to close. Thank you for sharing this time with me.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Al Mean. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, is now available from Almi. This book provides unparalleled insight into ancient mysteries. Almeen, an internationally recognized mystic and teacher, reveals the hidden laws of existence, transcending reason, delivering visionary expansion. This metaphysical masterpiece explores the origins of life as recorded in the holy libraries. The release of information from these ancient libraries is a priceless gift to humankind. The illusions found in the building blocks of existence are exposed, as are the purposes of creation. To receive your copy of Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.